Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I am on the line with Joel Giambra, former Erie County executive and co-owner of Honey, a new dispensary on Delaware Avenue in Kenmore. Joel, under recommendations of the U.S. Attorney General, marijuana may likely be reclassified from its Schedule 1 status to Schedule 3. What are your thoughts and, you know, reactions upon hearing this news?
Well, it's obviously very good news. It's not totally what the industry needs to move toward a better normalization. But it's a step in the right direction. It's long overdue, and I think it's going to be very helpful in the long run, especially on the banking side, where the real challenges are right now, where banks are hesitant to loan money or to take deposits from cannabis-related industries. But I'm hearing that with this decision, there are a couple of banks locally who might be interested in starting to bank cannabis.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know some banking institutions don't do loans, checking accounts, and other banking services for marijuana businesses, as it is still federally illegal. Do you think the drug needs to be descheduled in order for all banks to have authorization to do business with pot shops? Or do you think this may be solving the problem to a certain extent? How hard has it been for Honey to find a bank?
Well, we have a bank relationship right now. Unfortunately, it's in the state of Oklahoma, because there is no banks in New York State that would bank us. So, and the hope is that with this recent announcement, that local banks are going to find it more comfortable to look at the possibility of banking cannabis-related businesses. So that's our hope. I believe it's something that will happen. It's just a matter of when.
How does, you know, this help legal marijuana businesses in Western New York in other ways? I know that since marijuana is still Schedule 1, businesses cannot deduct business expenses, resulting in a substantially higher tax rate for companies that grow and sell marijuana. But with marijuana reclassified, they will be eligible for tax breaks. Do you think, you know, this just being one example could go a long way for cardholders, especially since illegal competition is still so prevalent in the state?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we're having a very difficult time in New York State trying to get rid of, if you will, all of the pop-ups and the illegal stores that have opened throughout the state. Hopefully, with this new budget, there's some new money. There's some new regulatory authority that inures to the local government. So hopefully that'll help. But the real way to make a dent in the black market, and let's face it, there will always be a black market. The question is how big of a market it's going to be. And the best way for us to curtail the black market is to have more licensed stores, number one. And number two, getting rid of the onerous regulations that exist on current licensees. Our cost of doing business with all of these regulations is way too high. So there's no way that we're going to be able to compete with the black market, which is selling product, obviously at much lower prices without the huge regulations that we have to endure, and the taxes that we have to pay. So the market will blossom, no pun intended, when we're able to convince the state leaders that take the shackles and the handcuffs off the licensees. Let us run our businesses, and we will have a better impact on eliminating the black market than any law or regulation.
I know you've been an advocate for marijuana legalization for quite some time. Do you ever think that you would get to the point where you would be opening up a shop yourself and the U.S. is even considering reclassifying the drug?
We knew it would be a tough battle. You know, the war on drugs was the longest war in history. It was the biggest failure in our attempt to, take on the drug culture. It just was an unfortunate situation. And unfortunately, a lot of people's lives were ruined with this very, very bad public policy of prohibition. So I started, talking about prohibition 25, 30 years ago and how it was an ineffective public policy, and we proved to be right. And now we have to do everything we can to help normalize the use of this flower, this product, which has tremendous capabilities.
Any other ways that you foresee reclassification helping your business? Do you think maybe it minimizes, some of the stigma? And is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, the stigma is something that will take some time. It's happening every day. I mean, when I look at the demographic of customers that we're servicing, it's a middle-aged and upper-aged group of people who maybe never tried the product because it was illegal. Now that they have the green light to explore and to experiment, we're starting to see them in our stores. So that's the good news, and that will help normalize the industry and allow it to become, the potent industry, financially and otherwise, that it can be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.